Alright, let's build a switch-up riser that feels like proper old-school jungle and rolling DNB. Fast, decisive, rhythmic and not just add a noise sweep and pray. This lesson is about a ghost framework. Think of it like the DNA of your break, but stripped down so it's more felt than heard. Then we'll build one macro-controlled rack in Ableton Live 12 that can morph that ghost layer from subtle shuffle into full-on stutter panic right before the drop. You'll be able to automate it, perform it, and reuse it in any project. By the end, you'll have an effects rack with 8 macros: intensity, filter rise, stutter rate, stutter chance, space, width, noise, color or grit, and chaos. All stock devices. Before we touch devices, quick mindset. Jungle switch-ups often happen in the last bar, sometimes the last half bar. The goal isn't more sounds. The goal is movement and tension, and then a clean, hard reset so the drop actually hits. Now let's create the ghost source. Option 1. Recommended. Use your existing break as the ghost layer. Duplicate your main break track if it's an amen. Think, hot pants, whatever you're using, duplicate it and rename it Ghost Riser. Now strip it down so it's barely audible in the full mix. Put an EQ8 on it and high pass around 200 to 500 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. If it's getting too clicky or annoying, do a little dip around 2 to 4 kHz. Then pull the gain down. A solid target is around 18 to 12 dB quieter than your main drums. And here's a key coach note. Calibrate this gain first so your macros behave predictably. You want it in that zone where, when the whole beat is playing, you don't notice it turning on, but when you mute it, you suddenly feel like the track lost momentum. That's perfect ghost gain. Option 2. If you don't want to duplicate a break, make a dedicated ghost pattern with drum rack on a MIDI track. Load small, short samples like a hat, rim, shaker, a tiny ghost snare, and program a one-bar loop with jungle syncopation. Offbeat hats, a couple 16th pickups, and little ghost snare taps just before your main snare. Keep velocities low, like 20 to 60. The whole point is suggestion, not replacement. Cool. Now we build the actual switch-up device. Go to your Ghost Riser track and add devices in this order. Then select them all and group them into an audio effect rack with CMD or Control G. Rename the rack Ghost Switch Up Riser. Device 1. EQ8, pre-tone shaping. It's a high pass around 250 Hz, steep. Optionally, a tiny boost around 8 to 10 kHz if you want some fizz available later. Device 2. Auto filter, your main rise movement. Set it to high pass, 24 dB slope. Start around 200 to 400 Hz. Resonance around 0.20 to 0.45. Keep it controlled, because jungle transients plus resonance can get spiky fast. Device 3. Drum bus. This is your wait and smack without adding new samples. Drive around 5 to 25%. Crunch 0 to 20. Boom generally low because we've high passed. And transients slightly positive if it feels too soft, like plus 5 to plus 20. Device 4, Redux. This is the old-school grit maker. Downsample somewhere from about 1.5 to 6 kHz, and bit depth 6 to 12 bits. We're definitely mapping this. Device 5, Grain Delay. This is where you can get that about to break apart jungle chaos. Keep it subtle. Dry slash wet 0 to 20%. Frequency around 1 to 3 kHz. Random pitch 0.10 to 0.40. Time can be 10 to 30 milliseconds for flams, or sync to 1/64 or 1/32 if you want jitter. Device 6. Beat repeat. This is your stutter engine. Set interval to 1 bar, or 1/2 if you want it more aggressive. Set grid to something you can map between 1/16 and 1/64. Chance starts at 0%. Variation 0 to 20%. Gate around 50 to 80%. Pitch optional, but if you map pitch, do it lightly. Device 7. Hybrid reverb. Choose hall or plate. Decay around 1.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds. Low cut 300 to 800 Hz, and high cut around 8 to 14 kHz to avoid harshness. Device 8. Utility. Width 0 to 140%. Bass mono on, just as a safety had it. And one more expansion safety move. Add a limiter at the very end of the rack. Ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. Don't lean on it. It's just there because beat repeat and grain delay can spike, and you want freedom to experiment without clipping your session. Now we map our 8 macros. Click map mode on the rack. Macro 1, intensity. Map drum bus drive from 5 to 25%. Map drum bus crunch from 0 to 20. Optionally map the rack chain volume or the rack output so intensity can also push the layer forward, like minus 6 dB up to 0 dB. This macro is your more pressure knob without changing the rhythm. Macro 2. Filter rise. Map auto filter frequency from about 250 Hz up to 8 to 12 kHz. Map auto filter resonance in a small range, like 0.20 to 0.45. This is the classic pre-drop lift. Macro 3. Stutter rate. Map beat repeat grid from 1/16 to 1/64. Then map beat repeat gate from about 70% down to 45%, so as it gets faster, it tightens. That keeps it punchy instead of turning into a long smear. Macro 4. Stutter chance. Map beat repeat chance from 0 up to somewhere in the 40 to 70% zone. Map variation from 0 to 20%. This is your controlled chaos. It's also how you get switch-ups without drawing a million tiny automation edits. Macro 5. Space. Map hybrid reverb dry slash wet from 5 to 35%. Map hybrid reverb decay from 1.5 to 6 seconds. This makes the ghost layer bloom into the drop. And remember, low cut aggressively, because long reverb plus busy breaks becomes instant mush. Macro 6. Width. Map utility width from 0 to 140%. This is a huge part of the old school tension release trick. Widen before the drop, snap back at the drop. Macro 7. Noise color or grit. Map redux downsample from 6 kHz down to 1.5 kHz, so turning the macro up makes it crunchier. Map redux bit depth from 12 down to 6. That gives you urgency and that rave edge. Macro 8. Chaos. Map grain delay dry slash wet from 0 to about 18%. Map random pitch from 0.10 to 0.40. Optionally map beat repeat pitch from 0 up to plus 7, but keep that range tasteful. This macro is for the it's about to fall apart moment right before the drop. Now a really important coaching note. Macro feel comes from ranges, not just what you map. If your macro goes from subtle to ridiculous in the first tiny movement, tighten the min and max. A good intermediate strategy is, from 0 to 50%, it should be mix safe motion. From 50 to 80, it should be an obvious switch up. From 80 to 100, it should be special moment only. Next, an optional but very deep and beat upgrade. Add a noise riser layer. Easiest workflow, make a separate track called noise riser. Put operator on it. Set oscillator at a noise white. Turn the filter on, high pass around 200 Hz. Amp envelope sustain full, so it's a steady noise bed. Then you can either drop a simplified version of your rack on it, like auto filter, hybrid reverb, utility, maybe a little saturation, or even duplicate the whole rack and just adjust ranges for noise. Sidechain that noise lightly. And here's the pro move. Sidechain it to the snare, not just the kick. Jungle impact lives in the snare, and the pumping will feel more genre correct. Alright, now let's actually use this like a real switch up and arrangement. Set up an 8-bar pre-drop. Bars minus 8 to minus 5, set the scene. Keep intensity low. Keep space very low, tight and controlled. Slowly move filter rise from low mid, like 250 Hz up to maybe 1.5 kHz over those bars. You're building expectation, not blowing it up yet. Bars minus 4 to minus 3, hint the chaos. Start moving grit upward a bit. Bring in some crunch. Widen slightly, like 100 to 120%. Not full stereo madness yet. Just a hint that something's changing. Bars minus 2 to minus 1. The jungle switch up moment. Bring stutter chance up into the 30 to 60% zone. Increase stutter rate. Push toward 1/32 and then 1/64. Add a touch of chaos, like 10 to 15% max. Bring space up a bit, like 10 to 25%. Last half bar before the drop. Go for the lift. Push filter rise higher, like 6 to 12 kHz. Push width to 130 to 140%, and then do the most important move in this entire lesson, the hard reset at the drop. At the drop, snap width back down, somewhere between 0 and 100 depending on your mix. Bass back to 0 to 10, stutter chance back to 0, filter back down, or bypass the rack entirely. That snap back is the tension release formula. If you don't reset, your riser keeps masking transients and your drop feels smaller. Now let's cover common mistakes quickly, because these are the ones that will make you think the rack doesn't work. If it's too loud or too bright, you've broken the ghost rule. Pull the track down, or low pass it a touch. It should not compete with your hats and snares. If it's over reverbed, you'll get mush. Use hybrid reverb low cut hard, 300 to 800 Hz. Don't be gentle. If beat repeat is chaotic for multiple bars, the groove loses meaning. Save high chance for the last one or two bars. If the bar line feels lost, lower chance and instead do brief grid moves. Jungle works because you still feel the one. If width is wide all the time, nothing feels wide. Keep it mostly centered until the last moment. And if you don't reset macros at the drop won't slap. Period. Now, quick Ableton Live 12 performance upgrade. Macro variations. Instead of drawing a ton of automation, make a few variations like warm-up, shuffle, panic, pre-drop, reset. Then you can jump between states like a DJ making one-bar decisions. This is perfect for jungle, because jungle edits are decisive, not smooth EDM curves. You can also try stepped automation, flat, jump, flat, or super short ramps, like an eighth note ramp into a stutter, then back. It feels like hands on a mixer. If you want an advanced variation, multiband stutter, split the rack into two chains. Keep the low chain mostly dry and punchy. Let the high chain get the stutter, grain, reverb, width. Then map one macro to bring in a high chaotic chain. That way you get hype without smearing the punch. Another advanced move, a panic gate that's tighter than beat repeat. Put auto pan after distortion, set it to a square shape, phase 0 degrees so it becomes a gate. Map the rate from 1/8 to 1/32. That's a super consistent rhythmic chop. And one more sound design flavor. Tiny frequency shifter lift. If you want pitch hype without cheesy pitch ramps, add frequency shifter with very low dry/wet. Nap fine from 0 up to maybe 48Z. It creates that uneasy upward tension like hardware drift. Now your mini practice exercise, because this is how you lock it in. Take an 8-bar loop of your DNB idea. Break, bass, maybe a pad. Add your ghost switch up riser rack to the duplicated break. Automate only 3 macros. Filter rise over the full 8 bars. Stutter chance only in the last 2 bars. Width only in the last 1 bar. Then hard reset all 3 at the drop. Your check is simple. When you mute the ghost riser, the drop should feel less exciting. But when it's on, the mix should still be clean.